monitoring.
N0TR mobile.
TR, this is Kilo Echo 6 Tango Charlie Golf in North Taylors.
I probably had you pegged for the wrong guy. My name's Tom, and I'm crossing Lake Cunningham up here by the Cunningham Fire Department. How you doing today?
Far from you, I'm doing pretty good. We just had a squall line come through that I just wouldn't believe just a moment ago. Dropped 3/4 of an inch of rain in under 15 minutes.
Good. We had a little over 30 mile an hour winds. They had 52 mile an hour at the GSP airport. I'm kind of watching traffic here carefully because for some reason they were stopped up here. I don't quite understand that. But yeah, it was plumb scary there. It was a fast moving front. So I checked the radar before we left home. And being from originally from Kansas, I usually do that. And wow, there was a nice red front coming through.
From Kansas, this is just mild weather for you.
I've never seen it that this way down here. We've been here about 9 years, and the fronts now resemble the ones that we had in Kansas, whereas usually they're just pop-up storms, and there they are overhead, and then they're gone. These are big, long lines when they come through.
W2T.
W2UT. I'm sorry, I've got it all screwed up. Go ahead.
This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Name's Rusty. I'm over here near Roebuck, near Spartanburg. And I heard Tom's voice as I was coming through the house and all. And they say rain is on its way, and I looked outside, and yeah, it is. And over in Greenville, it's pouring rain already. So, you know, Tom, you getting any rain at your house yet?
Yes, sir. As this gentleman said, I don't have his name yet, but the squall line, Rusty, is a booger, so if anything needs tied down, you better get it down, like lawn chairs or anything. It was 52 mile an hour at GSP confirmed, and the winds at our house was in excess of 30 miles an hour, and it laid down, this gentleman said, 3/4 of an inch of rain. Oh, in just a matter of 5 minutes, it's just, boom, it's there and it's gone. And now it's just sprinkling.
Other station, go ahead.
Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf. Yes, it took about 10 or 15 minutes, not 5 minutes, but I've never seen rain such as that.
Here any length of time you will during this time of the year. It's getting onto the summer, and we have these storms, and of course lately they've been pushing across the southeast and coming up this way. So Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday I had 5 inches of rain in 3 days, so and only about 1/4 of an inch of rain yesterday afternoon, and none today so far. But it's coming down now. Let me go out here and take a look and see if I've got any wind. I'll be back in a minute. W2T, go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, wear your cleats. It's pretty scary for a short period of time, Rusty, so take care. This is N0TR. And what was your name, the Kilo Echo 6?
Perry.
Yeah, fine business here. Nice to meet you today. Well, I talked to a 6 call yesterday, and his name was Mike, a real nice gentleman. And so I mistook you for that, Harry. I don't know why the people are just creeping along up here, because the rain is just a sprinkle, and there's no hazards in the road or anything. Looks like just one car up in front of about 10 of us that is creeping. Oh, well, c'est la vie. I think Rusty went outside.
Well, any more to add, I guess, to the weather? It's just, I thought I'd bring it up in case anybody's downwind from us.
Well, Rusty is. He's over towards Moore on the other side of Duncan, and I know it was right on top of Duncan there as we left home. And that's really a good idea to bring it up on the repeater because this has such a large coverage here that it could save somebody's life, actually. Well, we've seen tornadoes every single year up there in Kansas. Never failed. The sirens went off multiple times every year.
In some of that weather, I wasn't in Kansas, but I was in Wichita Falls in 1964 when that EF-5 tore through Wichita Falls and Shepherd Air Force Base. I was about a block away from it, and it put the fear of God in me.
And for that down there, too. I remember when we were coming home from Mountain View, California, back across, we come to Amarillo, and we ran into some three-quarter-inch hail, and I've never been in that big stuff, but I saw the results of it at Wichita, Kansas. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law had a glass greenhouse kind of attached, a sunroom attached to the back, and it just tore heck out of everything out there. It was like baseball-size hail.
I haven't seen that bad, but I've been through a couple of hailstorms. Thank goodness they didn't do any damage to me or my property, but they were scary.
One the other day that was about the size of the end of your thumb, maybe dime or nickel, and it didn't do any damage per se to the roof. I had it checked, but he said there were some spots, but nothing of any seriousness that would require work. But I stepped out to take a picture out from underneath the awning by the basement door, and I gotta tell you, just that size, it hurts.
Well, I don't like to go out in any sort of precipitation without a hat, but I don't think a hat would have been much help there.
No, I had a hat on, hit me in the arm, but I just decided I had enough of that. Where's all the traffic coming from? Is it because of the Memorial Day holiday or what? My goodness gracious me. The roads are just packed. If we're in a depression, it sure isn't here.
Down toward Greer?
Well, actually not quite that far. We're just headed over here a little bit to the west to Ingle Store. And I'm not going in. I'm 72 and I have congestive heart failure and we wear masks and all that, but I'm still not going in. My wife is going into it, Terry. And we may take exception to that if this parking lot's full.
Good luck at that. I was just out and trying to do my errands, but nobody had what I needed, so I ended up coming back.
Well, it's no party here, so I think we're going to skip this. There's too many people. All right, I got to let you go. I'm going to step out and fill the tank up with gas while I'm here, and you have a nice day. And thanks for the weather update, and stay safe. Rusty will be back in a minute. W22 is signed, and Terry, talk to you later. This is N0TR clear.
You have a good one, and we will talk to you later. This is Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf, monitoring.
Cooch XS listening.
KA5WLF.
X, I'm signed now, but take her over. N0TR.
Yeah, we're out here in the rain, taking a little quick side trip up to Hendersonville.
Careful out there. If you get hit with the rain that we just had, it's going to throw you off the road, I'm pretty sure. The wind was just ferocious in addition to the rain.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we just come through Greenville. And we're on US 25 here, just in Traveler's Rest. We're heading north. heading up there. We're just going to do a little bit of chopping and come around.
Station in Taylor, KV5WLO.
Taylor's KV2HXS.
KV5WLO. Do I understand you're in Taylor's also?
Yeah, they're B&B in Taylor's, but we're on US 25 right now, heading north out of Traveler's Rest, or TR as you guys call it, heading up to Hendersonville for a little shopping spree.
Roger. I thought the other station there was some Taylor's. I was just wondering if they lost power. We lost power, and I just switched over to battery packs and just wondering how far this outage was.
6 Tango Charlie Golf. I'm near the intersection of Locust Hill and Milford Church Roads, and we lost power for about 10 or 15 seconds, just enough to make me reset all the clocks in the house.
I understand. We were sitting here watching a movie about 15, 20 minutes ago. We had that squall line come through on us, and all of a sudden all the power shuts down in the house and in the area, so I was just trying to get an idea how wide it is.
US 25 South, there's a tree down just north of Traveler's Rest.
Whereabouts on 25?
Not exactly sure the exact area where I'm at, but it's blocking the right lane going south here. Would you, hang on a second, let me see if I can get a landmark for you. The town on the southbound lanes here. I'm sorry, I don't know the landmarks right here as well as I should. KB2HXS.
XS KB5WLL. I got tree down in the southbound blocking one of the lanes or both lanes? Was it blocking both lanes or just one lane?
Just the right lane, sir. Just the right lane.
How far north you are, TR?
Right outside the town. I'm trying to get you a landmark here.
That's the speak station.
It's just south of the Baptist Church. There's a Baptist Church on the right side there.
Got that where you are.
I don't know the area as well as I should, I guess. KB2HXS Mobile. We're heading north on US 25. Looks like it's starting to brighten up a little bit.
KB2HXS, KB5WLL, be safe out there.